This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister in St. Vincent for 25th intersessional meeting of CARICOM. Government makes adequate provision in supplementary estimates for social programs, and farmers encouraged to increase rearing of small ruminants. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
Jane, it's how you start coming to work so early from the other day. You're working for a promotion.
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done. But when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is in St. Vincent and the Grenadines for the 25th intersessional meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM. The meeting got underway March 9 and will conclude March 11. The Prime Minister, in her capacity as Chairman of the CARICOM Prime Ministerial Subcommittee on External Negotiations, will provide an update on external trade issues, in particular the ongoing negotiations for a CARICOM-Canada Trade and Development Agreement. The meeting will also focus on the economic situation facing member states and the region, the CARICOM reform process towards the establishment of a 5-year strategic plan for growth and development in the region, among other issues. Prime Minister Simpson-Miller is expected to return to the island Wednesday, March 12. While the Prime Minister is away on official business, Minister of Transport, Works and Housing Dr. Omar Davies will be in charge of the government. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says despite budgetary resource constraints, the government has established a protected spending floor of $20.7 billion to cover critical social programs for the society's most vulnerable. These include the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education PATH, School Feeding Program, Indoor and Outdoor Poor Relief Program, subsidies to basic schools, youth employment and grants to children's homes and places of safety.
Notwithstanding the difficulties in the budget, all these areas have been protected and expenditure has been preserved. And expenditure will be in line with the projected amounts appropriated in the original budget.
The finance minister was making his presentation in the debate on the first supplementary estimates for expenditure for 2013-2014, which were approved at Thursday's sitting of the House of Representatives. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark is urging farmers to prepare to significantly increase the rearing of small ruminants. He says this is necessary as the government intends to import less goat meat.
We said sufficient in pork and poultry, but we import a lot of mutton. We eat a lot of curry goat, but some 80% of that goat meat is imported into this country. We want to change that. And that is why we are seeking to improve our program for small ruminants.
Minister Clark was speaking at the 58th Annual Hague Agricultural Livestock and Food Show in Falmouth, Trelawney recently. He says the ministry's livestock unit at Bodles is implementing a small ruminant production 4-year project as part of efforts to expand the rearing of goat and sheep. The project will focus on the provision of improved genetics of goat and sheep for breeding and expansion of the government's nucleus of herds for distribution to farmers on satellite farms. And come March 15, Jamaica will join the international community in celebrating World Consumer Rights Day. The Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, Jamaica's designated consumer agency, will spearhead a series of activities to mark the occasion. Chief Executive Officer at the Consumer Affairs Commission, Dulcie Allen, says World Consumer Rights Day will be observed under the theme, Your Phone, Your Rights. Mrs. Allen says mobile phones in Jamaica have become a necessity, hence the importance for users to know their rights.
We are saying that consumers must be provided with a very clear outlined contract in simple language. The second thing we are asking for is to provide consumers with their money's worth. When you say you buy a $100 card, are you getting the full number of minutes? We are also asking that there should be some transparent billing. And we are also looking at the whole thing of privacy of information.
Mrs. Allen was addressing a JIS think tank session Friday. That was the JIS News. I'm Camellia Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.